Hi, this is a dictation for Christina Taylor, Christinetaylor. And the patient's date of birth is 10-5-1991. The date of accident 3-13-2022. Date of service is 10-5-2022. Here the patient Christina Taylor is coming for a follow-up visit. Initially, she was involved in a car accident where she lost her control of the car and hit into a tree. The impact was severe and it caused her having headaches along with loss of consciousness momentarily, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, which is mild, confusion, which is mild, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event. Patient was initially seen at Walmart Hospital ER. X-ray of the chest, shoulder were done, and other tests, and she was found to be stable to be discharged. Pain was going on in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, left shoulder, left hip, and left knee. Moderately severe, but no direct radiation to the arm or legs, except for the left arm, where the second, third, and fourth finger were involved, in anteriorly in numbness. Shoulders pain is 8, and patient has a hard time moving beyond 150 degrees. Patient works as a child protective service and is an obese woman, 365 pounds. The patient is able to work full time because she has a light duty job. Pain level varies from 5 to 9 and is not requiring too many narcotic medications. Overall, the pain is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. But the patient does report 40% improvements in the pain with the various therapies. However, it is not completely gone away. And the walking ability is affected 9. Work and sleep are affected 8. Mood is affected 7. General activity and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, patient has ongoing headaches that are moderately severe without any nausea or vomiting, and difficulty sleeping, weakness, panic, nightmare. However, no confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, vision problem are reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and the lower back, along with pain in the neck and the lower back and mid-back. Pain in the right hip is also reported. Sorry, pain in the left hip is reported. And other than that, patient has no problem in walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine, or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing are complained at all. And GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, efficacy, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and pain has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. Current pain medications are Norco, and no substance abuse is reported, and patient reports complete full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 157 over 109, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 8-2-2022. Dictation number is 0803-080. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is as follows. We reviewed the MRIs with the patient and we informed her that there is no issue in the intracranial process, is completely normal. And in the cervical spine, no significant disc herniation is noticed. And in the lumbar spine, only facet arthropathy is present from L1, L2, L2, 3. But there is a disc herniation at L3, 4. And L4, L5, and L5, S1, for which a lumbar epidural steroid injection will be beneficial to her. and facet joint if the pain is not finally relieved. She will continue on the medication Celebrex 200 mg daily for an 10 inflammatory, Scalaxin 800 mg twice daily, Lyrica 50 mg twice daily, Ambien 5 mg twice daily for sleep, and Imitrex tablet for severe headache. Furoset for mild headaches, 60 tablets with two refills are provided. Patient is also provided an Onlux system to bring infrared therapy at home. Other than that, patient is fairly stable. She is already working full time. Thank you.